Society's monthly cattle on feed report matched expectations, the spread of novel coronavirus is making markets overall more jittery. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the weekend and Monday morning, the 27th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ended up generally steady to firm last week, with live prices in the Southern Plains and Nebraska at $124 a hundredweight and at $124 to $126 in the Western Corn Belt. Dressed prices were at $199 in Nebraska and at mostly $198 to $199 in the Western Corn Belt. Cattle futures continued lower on Friday, helped along by weaker outside markets. As the week wore on, both equity and futures markets grew more rattled by the spread of novel coronavirus amid fears of how it could impact wheezy global economic growth. Other than an average of 13 cents higher in three contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 24 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, they closed an average of $2.39 lower across a range of 150 to 317 lower. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out, the April live cattle contract had been trading above the February contract, which is expected heading into the spring. However, the April contract nosedived Thursday and closed below Feb. When today's price is higher than tomorrow's price, Griffith says, the market is telling owners that it wants the product now. Consequently, he suggests feedlots may find it advantageous to pull cattle off feed slightly earlier than anticipated, since prices are relatively strong compared to expectations moving forward. Wholesale beef values were mixed for the week as they stutter-stepped their way from the seasonal bottom. Choice box beef cutout value was 32 cents higher week-to-week on Friday at $214.49 a hundredweight. Select was $2.05 lower at $210.70. AMS analysts point out red meat and pork production were record high in December at 4.73 billion pounds and 2.44 billion pounds, respectively. According to the monthly USDA cold storage report issued last week, total pounds of beef in freezers as of December 31st were 1% more than the previous month at 481.01 million pounds, but down 3% from the previous year. Frozen pork supplies were up 1% from the previous month at 580.1 million pounds, which was 15% more than a year earlier. Except in the southeast, calf and feeder cattle prices faltered during the holiday-shortened week beneath the weight of sheer volume, weather challenges, and the downward trend in cattle futures. Steers and heifers traded steady to $2 a hundredweight higher in the southeast and steady to $3 lower elsewhere, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. The AMS reporter on hand for last week's Superior Livestock Video Auction explained, feedlots are filling up to the brim with a large supply of cattle going through sale barns and being traded in the country. The reporter added that demand was good for cattle that could be hedged against the August contract for a premium, but moderate to good for others. AMS analysts also point out rugged winter weather curtailed auction receipts in some parts of the country. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 69 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, they were down an average of $4.18 across a range of $3.50 to $5.37, with the steepest losses coming on Thursday. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 5 cents lower on Friday. Soybean futures closed mostly 5 to 8 cents lower through November of 21, and then mostly a penny higher. Aaron Smith, Extension Crop Marketing Specialist at the University of Tennessee, provides some perspective on recent grain market doldrums in his weekly market comments. Using soybeans as an example, Smith explains the March contract is down 39 and 3 quarters and November is down 29 and a half cents since the U.S. and China signed the Phase 1 trade deal January 15th. While that agreement gets the most attention, he explains lower futures prices are a culmination of many factors, including crop-friendly weather in South America the last couple of weeks. As for the aforementioned trade agreement, Smith says the lack of detail including the fact that there's no outline of product-specific purchases, makes it difficult for traders to front-load markets ahead of anticipated Chinese purchases. In financial markets Friday, growing fears about coronavirus and its potential impact on the fragile global economy pressured major U.S. financial indices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 170 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 30 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 87 points. Traders will likely view Friday's monthly USDA cattle on feed report as neutral, given the fact that estimates basically mirrored pre-report expectations. December placements in feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity were 1.83 million head, which was 3.45% or 61,000 head more year over year. That was 0.15% more than the average estimate ahead of the report. Marketings in December of 1.83 million head were 5.34% or 93,000 head more than a year earlier. Cattle on feed January 1st of 11.96 million head were 2.29% or 268,000 head more than the same date a year earlier. That was 0.19% more than average estimates ahead of the report. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the weekend and Monday morning, the 27th of January. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.